Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, cloudy and cool on this January morning, January the 14th, 2021. You know, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Every year, St. Clair County Community College puts on a big program for MLK Day. And it's always well-attended. It's always a really interesting, high-energy, inspiring event. Obviously, this year, it has to be done quite a bit differently, but it will still go on. Joining us right now, the Director of the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at St. Clair County Community College, Jessica Brown. Jessica, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us. So this had to have been something that required a lot of planning, a lot of thought into how to do the program this year without getting 300 people all together at the Fine Arts Theater.
Yes, it is. It took a lot of creativity and a wonderful group effort from our Global Diversity Advisory MLK Task Force team. A wonderful group of community members came together and we met to talk about the vision. We did not want this year to go by without acknowledging Dr. King's legacy and celebration. So we came together and I want to say that we put together a wonderful virtual program that I hope everyone will enjoy.
This will be available starting on Monday on a special web page. We want to let everybody know how they can view this and when and things like that. But you're right, Jessica. I mean, you never want to forego an opportunity like this. I think especially this year of all years, huh?
Yes, this year has been a very critical year. We have to come together more now than ever as a community, and Dr. King's message really resonates within our community, how unity is a critical mass to build inclusiveness. We may have our differences, but the heart is we must come together and hear each other's voices, come together as a community and unite, because we're in perilous times with our COVID-19 pandemic. And there's a lot of uncertainty, and we need each other to build our community, and we need each other to make a difference.
This is not being done as a Zoom meeting. In fact, it's not even going to be live in real time. This is a pre-recorded program, right?
Correct. So it will be pre-recorded, and it will be available on our SC4 Facebook page on January 18th at 2 o'clock. And you can log in, and it will view live at 2 o'clock. And we want everybody just to have little parties. You know, we want it to be a lot of energy, and we want everyone to come together and make this a celebration, and we can put our differences aside and celebrate the legacy that Dr. King fought so hard for us to get to this point. We have a wonderful program. I want to thank Dr. Snyder and Kirk Kramer, the leadership of SC4, for just encouraging the DEI vision so that we can come together and build this. And hopefully with the life and legacy of Dr. King's celebration, we can all take a moment to reflect on what the true mission of our community really is about. It's not about the color of our skins. We really need to look at the differences and be able to embrace each other and listen to each other.
2 o'clock p.m. on Monday, January 18th, yes. On the SC4 Facebook page. Jessica, if somebody can't log in at that time, but maybe later in the evening or the next day they want to view it, will it still be archived there?
Yes, so it will be available to view once it is uploaded. You can view the website. It will be on the sc4.edu/DEI, so it will be on my homepage. You will go to the events page, and it'll just be there for you to listen at your own leisure as well.
What are some of the other things that will be featured in this program?
So we have a lot of our community leaders that will be giving their own remarks. We have Mr. Kevin Watkins from the Port Huron branch of NAACP. We have the national anthem by our wonderful saxophonist, Mr. James Thomason. A musical selection from our RC3 dancers, along with our soprano singer, Miss Natasha Holmes. So we wanted to create a diversity of talents, along with the recorded speeches of Dr. King. So you will want to make some time, set a time, about an hour, to listen to Dr. King's speeches, so that you can have a moment to reflect on where do we go from here, which I thought would be a wonderful thing. That's the question that we get most often of where do we go with all of the, you know, uncertainty? Where do we go as a community? And Dr. King actually at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference spoke about where we are right now, you know, in regards to the uncertainty in our economy and our community and how we have to hold each other's arms up and really define what we want to do as a community, and that there should be a strategic plan involved. So my vision and hope for this celebration is that it not only reflects memories of the past, but what we need to do moving forward in our present and future, that where do we go from here requires us to be able to talk to each other. And so throughout the program, you will hear from community leaders who are very passionate about the current events that have happened in our community, that they're real to our neighbors, that they're real to our children. And we need to understand that, you know, we need to have realistic conversations along with where do we go in the future. So, yes, this has happened, but how can we move forward? So the vision of my program, I hope that it will allow people to actually reflect and stop and think for a moment. Take a breath and breathe in what we need to do next.
Boy, that's a great message. I mean, we are in a time right now where we feel like this has never happened. We've never been here before, but we have. And one needs only look to the words of Dr. King, I think, for inspiration and some guidance.
Yes. And it also, in the program, we highlight a fireside chat, which I will moderate from more of our community leaders. Bishop Kim Brown talks about the healthcare disparities and racism. DEI issues in our community are not for the light at heart. They are tough issues. And so we have to come with confidence that we can overcome this, as well as imparting to our children. So we have Mr. Sean Shackelford, Bridging the Educational Divide. He's our principal from Central Middle School in Port Huron. And we need to really start with our children. I have a two-year-old, and we need to start as young as they can walk and talk so that they can be the next generation. And then importance for our businesses. Where do we grow as a community, especially in our minority community? We have to wrap our arms around each other and support each other. So I have Ms. Conchin Wonky. She's talking about the importance of small minority businesses. And she's a consultant for her own business, Great Workplace LLC, and that we all can be successful if we really come together as a community. So my reflection when putting together this program was we want to talk about the issues right now, but we also want to have a solution to our problems. And we want to come together no matter, we want all diversity because everyone has a different perspective. But there are symptoms within our community that we need to attack, and so that it doesn't spread and spread into our children. You know, that's the most powerful message. We don't want this spreading into the next generation.
Absolutely. This coming Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, 2 p.m., go to the SC4 Facebook page to watch the program. And if you can't make it at 2 o'clock, you can watch it later. Jessica, thanks for telling us about it. Thanks for putting together what sounds like a fantastic program.
Thank you so much, Paul, and thank you for having me.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.